Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Well, the entire last week was eventful with futures not doing much, even though cash cattle traded $3 to $4 higher. Futures already had the gains factored in, eliminating the need to push higher. The concern is that traders don't seem to be anticipating higher cash this week, but are opting to see whether it will transpire before adding further premium. Feedlots will be asking for more as they know packers need cattle. Box beef's all over the board with prices gyrating up and down. Just Friday, choice cuts were down $2.36. Select was up $1.74. Hog futures seem to indicate traders anticipated stronger prices by the end of the year and are buying futures positions at current prices. The buying interest certainly is not due to strength of cash, and that's been leaving much to be desired. Packers continue to have access to plentiful hog supplies, leaving them less aggressive in the cash market. Cutouts continue to struggle, the price down there at $1.09. Now, mixed trade in the wheat markets overnight with Minneapolis and Chicago posting gains, while Kansas City has contracts on either side of unchanged. Last week's performance across the wheat space was nothing short of spectacular, with Chicago and Kansas City adding 40 to 60 cents a bushel, while Minneapolis tacked on 50 cents at the highs. The USDA tightening global and exporter balance sheets on the November WASDE, as well as Russia stoking supply fears with comments about raising export taxes, all supported the higher values. Weaker corn prices overnight as December futures start the week well inside Friday's range, as a bit of profit-taking surfaces following the four-session run-up. This week's trade will be of interest to see whether bulls can make a run at the November 2 highs at $5.86. Mixed to weaker trade across the soy complex overnight as soybeans consolidate just below Friday's highs. Meal post modest gains while soybean oil sees follow-through weakness. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
On the livestock futures, December live cattle up 25, 132.12. February down 30, 136.10. November feeder cattle down $1.07, 156.25. January's down $1.35, 157.72. December hogs up 50 cents, 75.87. February up $1.47 at 80.55. The grain futures, Kansas City wheat, December up 5 cents, 8.33. March up 4 and 3 quarters at 8.35.5. Chicago wheat, December up 4 and a half, 8.17. March up 4 1/4 at 8.28.5. December corn's up 7 3/4 at 5.77 1/4. March up 7 cents, 5.85. And January soybeans up 22 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.